Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Still time to get over here to the NAC. Get over here to the Newtown Athletic Center. I think that $109 bottle of wine went pretty quickly. Young Republicans, I think you have to come up and bring another bottle over here. You still have an hour to do it. Thanks to the Bear, whoever played the Bear, that'll be on his resume today. Thanks to Dan for putting that on. We'll have clips of that forever. Whew. And thanks to me for throwing that ball to Jim Worthington.
That was a nice throw.
It was a perfect throw.
The first throw was good. The second one, he almost took a poor woman's head off.
Yeah, that's true, too. We better stop it here. Yeah. Joining us here today on Talk Radio 1210, Guy Shiraki, who has been someone very much involved in the in the Dave McCormick campaign, and Joan Cullen of Bucks County. Joan, former Presidente over in Penridge, and someone who is our inside source, and someone who actually had quite an engagement with Diane Marseglia. Joan had enough knowledge to not walk up to the podium. Apparently, the clock starts running if you do that. She stayed away from it in order to make a point of order with Diane Marseglia. So 855-839-1210 is how you get on board. We'll hear at 2:30 from Dave Sunday, who is the Attorney General-elect. And I'll just give you a flavor of the guy. I think this is a key position, Attorney General. And right now, Guy, I'll ask you, Diane Marseglia, let's face it, other than egg on her face, other than the nonsense that she's done, she has gotten away with this to this point, at least in my mind. So I'm not going to get people all crazy and say she hasn't. She has. What can be done, in your view? Is it Dave Sunday? Is that the person who can investigate this? Because obviously she implicated herself when she said what she did about the illegal ballots.
Yeah, well, Dom, first of all, this, I think we all have to understand, this cannot be about revenge. This is not about partisan revenge or now it's our turn.
Right.
This is about an elected official who was sitting in a judicial and an executive role, who looked out into the citizens of Bucks County with the world watching and said, I know what the law is and I don't have to follow it. And I'm going to do something exactly opposite. So this is not about, ha, 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 now it's our turn. It is about the rule of law. It's about all of us here knowing that when we're in front of a governmental body, we expect the men and women, regardless of party, to follow the law. The next stop is the state. She violated her oath as a commissioner. She violated Pennsylvania law. It's not a hard case to prove, right? It's not often that somebody says on tape, I know what the law is, I'm going to do the opposite. Well, there has to be accountability because all of us as citizens, taxpayers, have to know that when we appear before a judge or a commissioner or a township supervisor, they're going to follow the law.
Well, and look, it's a friendly big congratulations today, but I hear people in the audience, Guy, and you sense this, they are still angry, and I am too. So even on this day, I don't just gloss over it. We have this representative, he can come on the show, Tom Hogan. I don't know him that much. It said, well, we don't control the House. Why do this? What do you mean, why do this? You do this because this is it offends everything possible. If you lose, you lose.
Right.
People can accept that. What they can accept is if a Trump supporter on one of these commissioner things said, that's right, do something about it. I want the court to do something about it. The Philadelphia Inquirer would, I mean, we would never hear the end of it. Every news organization in town So you share that, don't you, that something's got to be done here.
There has to be accountability because we live in a society of rules and laws. Look, go back, not now because you're listening to the show, but when you're not listening to the show or not paying attention, go and check the opinion. And court opinions can be really dry. But Justice Wecht, who's a Democrat from Allegheny County, wrote a one-paragraph opinion upholding Pennsylvania law. And he quoted Justice Frankfurter and essentially said, "We are a nation of rules. If any one elected official thinks they have the right to defy the law, we have chaos." That was a Democratic Supreme Court justice. So there has to be accountability. She has to be held accountable, and we need to expect it. And as far as the House, look, what we have learned from the Trump era is our elected officials need to not only be accountable to the citizens, but they need to talk to and engage the citizens. The Republicans are outgunned by one in the state House. Say your piece. Challenge the Democrats. Challenge the Democrats from Bucks County. Challenge the Democratic House members from Bucks County to say, why should there not be accountability? We have to play offense. We need to be a nation of laws. We have real business to take care of on the border, on taxes. We have to be a nation of laws.
Exactly. So we'll ask Dave Sunday, who will be on at 2:30. Now, I don't expect he can't take an official position on this, but I want you to gauge. We're on this. We're not letting this go. I understand people who feel, how many times do they get away with this stuff? This was blatant. It made international news. And to my far right, well, not that she's far right, but Joan Cohen, our friend, who
some may say
has come on many times now. Joan Cohen's main claim to fame is to be, what did he call it? The worst person
worst
in the world.
Worst person in the world.
Keith Olbermann. Keith Olbermann named her the worst person in the world in one of those segments. Now, he has all those targets internationally. He goes after Joan Cohen. And Joan had to face off with Diane Marseglia. You didn't step up to the podium. You knew that enough. Stay out of that zone. They can't start the clock. What did you feel after that exchange with Marseglia?
Well, I was glad that I was able to make the point, just like Guy was saying, you have to, you can't let them slide on this. But really what motivated me, I think I said this the other day, was that when Diane Marseglia, Commissioner Marseglia, began the meeting with this, you know, she was trying to appeal to everybody's emotions and make you feel sorry for her that she was being attacked. And I didn't come there that day to say anything about myself or any of the other Bucks County citizens that she's attacked while she's been a county commissioner. But when she was saying that and really playing it up in the crocodile tears, oh, I'm being attacked and people need to worry about what that can do to our families and people that share my last name. And I was sitting in the back row and I said to my friend, is she crazy? Like, does she not realize what she has done to so many of us? So I scribbled in the margins of what I had come to say that day just to remind people of some of what she has done over the years. And one of those things was 4 years ago when she and Commissioner Harvey, I always want to include him, and we have to make sure that we include him in everything, because the two of them have been together. At any moment, he could have stopped her from doing these things. So never forget to include him in all of this. But they had taken to the county website, which I said is, you know, it's a taxpayer funded website, to attack me, a stay at home mom, a school board volunteer, you know, volunteer or school board is a volunteer position. I was on the Bucks County Planning Commission. That's also a volunteer position. And they took to the website of Bucks County to call me Joan Cullen, citizen of Bucks County. They said I was hateful. See, they said that comments I made were racist. They said that I support the use of blackface, which was, you know, outrageous. And it has stuck with me, of course. And it was really a punching down. So I didn't intend to do it, but I thought, you know, just like Guy is saying, you have to hold these people accountable, and you have to, even when you're the small person or in the minority, we're the minority in the House, we're the minority on the county commissioners, but you have to use that pulpit, I guess, when you have it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Good point by both. All right. We'll continue here. We'll hear from at 2:30, the attorney general, who I have high hopes for. He seems to be someone who is going to push back at some of the stuff that Josh Shapiro's done. And Josh Shapiro, you know my view on him. I don't know if Guy and Joan share it, but is the ultimate chameleon. He's not a moderate. but he is a tough, tough opponent. You got to recognize the other side. You have to give them their due if you're going to defeat them. And the mission in 2026 is either to defeat him or ding him up enough that he's not going to be able to be the candidate in 2028. All right, phone lines are 855. And by the way, who was there with Kamala Harris guy saying, tag in Tim Walz. I don't want the Shapiro on my team. He goes to the bench. Wow.
I can.
It's startling.
I mean, a lot of these
we planned it. Come on, guy. Give it up. We put up, played a lot of money. We put a plan in there, and we put Tim Walz in there.
So somebody actually sat in a room and said, let's pick a guy that sent the National Guard through the streets of Minneapolis right. shooting paintballs at citizens. And let's have this guy that, when he's in front of a crowd, gesticulates as if he's on, having a seizure. I mean, he's the most unrelatable left-wing governor in North America. And they said, yeah, we'll take him.
Right.
I mean, to me, the race was over then because it showed you the judgment she had. And for a guy that invented weird, he's the embodiment of weird. I'm glad. If he thinks I'm weird, it's a badge of honor.
Yes.
Just remember, if you call the hotline, that's just being neighborly. You don't like Guy Shiraki, you're suspect of him. You're just being a good neighbor by ratting him out to somebody. That's their platform. All right, we'll have more coming up here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Anytime touchdown, over rushing yards, over passing, they're all there. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more of this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online, real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is Dom time, and we will have a money melody today. I mean, Dan demands it, so we'll have something that it might relate a little bit later on to one of our guests. We do that every day at around 2:13, and you can win a great prize. All right, so we've been talking with Guy Shiraki, Joan Cullen, as we look forward to the future here. So, Guy, what do you hope Trump does in the first 100 days? And more importantly, maybe, what do you hear he's talking about?
So, I think it's very critical that he follows up on what he promised us and keeps an eye on the ball. Mm. And if there's one thing I take away from the cabinet is this is a young, energetic cabinet. It is very, it's very clear to me. President Trump realizes he's on the clock and he gets to do a do-over. So what I hope that all the executive orders on the border that Biden put in place are gone. If you're a nation right. that doesn't secure your border, you're not a nation. So one is the border. Two, we drill. The number one part of our economy, we should be energy independent. We should never have to ask anyone on the planet to take care of us. And number three is the Justice Department, including the people who are in jail for doing horrible things like praying at an abortion clinic or going to Latin Catholic Mass. That all needs to be reviewed. And then in my heart, he has to make me happy. It's very important you make me happy. We need school choice. Because while we're fighting about schools, let parents get their kids out of failing schools or where they're being taught things.
What can he do on that, though, at the federal level? What is it that has to be done?
Well, as we're closing down the Department of Education
right.
and the billions of dollars, a lot of it can go back to taxpayers. Some of it can go to parents.
In what mechanism? Does Congress have to do that?
Sure, and Congress can do that. They okay. can redirect those monies to vouchers. If we took a third of what we spent at the Department of Education and gave it to parents to let them go choose, we could rescue thousands of kids out of failing schools just within 30 minutes of where we are.
All right, here on Talk Radio 1210, we have saluted a lot of people today, including people with me now, and we'll bring Jim Worthington back at the end for a curtain call. But in Philadelphia, the mission was not to win Philadelphia. That may take. Are we going to see a Republican mayor in Philadelphia in our lifetime? Anybody here that's about 20, I would ask you that question.
Dom Giordano for mayor.
Joe DeFelice. Yeah. I'm for Joe.
Joe DeFelice for mayor. There you go.
I know this. If I ran for mayor against Jim Kenney, I could start a fist fight with him in 30 seconds, maybe 20. But in South Philly, certain precincts went overwhelmingly for President Trump. And this is the woman, Susie Wiles, going to keep Trump in line, hopefully. But Jody Della Barbara may have had a tougher task. She was the personal secretary and line keeper of Frank L. Rizzo. Boy, I wish Rizzo were alive this day. You don't have any of that sound, do you, back there?
Well, Henry does. To hear
what Rizzo would say about all this. Joining us is Jody Della Barbara down in South Philly. Hey, Jody, welcome to the show. Miss you here.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I couldn't make it. I just had some surgery, so I'm home, but I'm with you in spirit.
Well, thank you, Jody. So, Jody, when we had a rally down in South Philadelphia at Marconi Plaza, the Columbus statue, how symbolic, on the night before election, I thought Trump was going to win. But seeing people, hundreds if not thousands out there in South Philly around this demonstrating, maybe in traffic a little bit, who knew, it was that something special is happening here.
Yeah, it was. These are people that, you know, a lot of people were afraid to come out before. You know, they were Trump supporters in their house. But this time, I think everybody knew that he had to win. And they just came out. They couldn't take it anymore. They couldn't take the dictatorship feeling that we've had for the last 4 years. And they just, it was like the night Rizzo won, the big comeback. And, you know, in 1991. And I think we all knew he was going to win. It was great. It was wonderful, Dom.
Do you think Frank Rizzo, I've told this, Frank Rizzo and John Wayne approaching each other to shake hands, who is going to have a firmer grip? Rizzo and Donald Trump, what do you think?
I still think that Rizzo would have had a firmer grip because his hands were like meat hooks.
Exactly. So, Jody, moving forward in Philadelphia, though, this has to give hope. It's a long, long struggle. But that Trump did this well, not just in South Philly, but in poor neighborhoods, in North Philly, and places like that, that the Republican Party, it's a good day. I'm celebrating it. But what the heck? Vince Fenerty, get out of the bar and get out of the Republican Party. And let us run things here in Philadelphia so that, as Guy Shiraki, who's with me, Jody, writes, the path to all this goes through Philadelphia.
It did. We kept the numbers down in Philadelphia. That's how you do it. That's what Rizzo did in 1988 with George Bush Sr. That was the last time a Republican won. And I think that people are tired of the woke stuff. And I think half the Democrat Party is tired of the woke stuff. And I think there's a path forward. Maybe not a Republican mayor, but I think we might get some more on city council, some more Republicans before we get a mayor.
Absolutely. Jody, thank you. It's such a pleasure to know you and to be working with you. Guy had something. Yes, Guy.
Hey, hi. Jody and I have known each other forever, and it is so heartening every time I hear you on the radio with Dom or see you in the press to know that you're still fighting, and so glad we're on the same side.
Now, the next big event,
thanks, and
I need you, Jody, on this. George Paquetto wouldn't give it up the other day. Where do you think the Rizzo statue is going to be placed? I need to know.
Well, we want it at Marconi Plaza, but we have to make sure that it's okay by the city. That's where the original spot was, and that's where it should be, and I think that's where he would want to be.
Get it all. Don't miss any of it.
You mean right next to Columbus, Rizzo and Columbus. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, we'll have more on that. That will be a big celebration. Thank you, Jody. Thanks very much.
You're
that
welcome.
That is coming up. Everyone is here in the room and listening. The Rizzo statue, I'm on the committee, and we'll let you know as soon as the city graciously. It's not going to be in Fairmount Park in the middle of some field somewhere. It's not Frank Rizzo. It should be right there in South Philly. Well, it ought to be where it was before. I like it better there. All right, coming up, the man of the hour, Attorney General Dave Sunday is going to join us. And Dave Sunday is the guy who might be able to do something about what's happened over here in Bucks County. We'll get to him next on Talk Radio 1210. But first, Dom's Money Melody. You can play along here in the studio audience here, too. Let's hear it today.
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where's all the money?
Dan, what's the backstory?
Oh, I don't have a backstory today. The pressure is on everyone.
Henry, what's the backstory?
Yeah. So in honor of honoring our Mount Rushmore today of people who helped deliver Pennsylvania to Trump, we are going to honor a specific guest. That would be Linda Kearns. And as it's well documented, Linda Kearns has quite the affinity for Elvis Presley. So today I am going to be playing an Elvis Presley cover. I want to know the name of the band covering the song. Easy enough?
Any clues?
No.
Okay.
not right now, at least. Hopefully we won't need it.
Okay.
Well, you know I can be found sitting alone. If you can come around, at least please telephone. But don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Baby, if I made you mad with something I might say, please forgive me.
All right.
Yeah, got enough there.
And what's the prize today, Henry?
Yeah, the prize here, let me pull that up. Prize today will be a pair of tickets to see the Pennsylvania Philharmonic perform the music of John Williams on December 15th, 2024 at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College.
All right, hit us with that, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push #1210. Coming up, we'll talk with Dave Sunday, too, the new Attorney General of Pennsylvania. All right, on Talk Radio 1210.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
No. All right, it is Dom's Money Melody here on Talk Radio 1210. Let's go to the first guest, Henry, because we have another guest here. Let's just get a guest up here, and let's see if we can get a winner. All right, who is it, Henry?
This will be Jeff and Hatboro. Hey,
Jeff in Hatboro. All right, Jeff, how you doing today? Jeff, we miss you here. Who's covering that song, Jeff?
Dom, that is definitely Cheap Trick.
What do you say, Henry? All right, that is correct. In honor of Linda Kearns, Elvis covered by Cheap Trick. All right, you're the winner today. Let's go to the new Attorney General. Let's bring Dave Sunday back to the show here on Talk Radio 1210. Attorney General-elect, welcome back. Thank you, Dave, for joining us today.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. And, you know, we get sworn in on January 21st, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm just excited to be here with you.
Well, thank you, Dave. Now, we've talked before, and you have a record as a real prosecutor in this office. You made that point during the campaign, and that is, without a doubt, essential, because when you have somebody who's not, it seems that politics become what the office is about, because they're not really someone who has prosecuted real criminals. You've done a lot with fentanyl and everything else in your role as a prosecutor.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, it's critical in today's world that, especially when you're running to be a prosecutor, that you've had that experience. You know, in America, you know, we prosecute crimes. We don't prosecute people. You know, we identify crimes that occurred, and then we investigate it. That's something that I've discovered, obviously, not only as a citizen, but and someone who served in the military, but as a longtime prosecutor. You know, if our communities aren't safe, nothing else matters. And I'm a guy, I've stood in courtrooms and I've looked at juries and I've asked them to return verdicts, putting murderers in prison for the rest of their lives. And so I feel very, very strongly about what I do. I am very passionate about it. And it's just an honor. And I have a tremendous amount of gratitude to be in this position. I thank everyone that voted for me, and I just feel truly blessed, and this is mission-based for me, and I'm excited to get to work.
Dave, one area, and I know you can't talk about specifics of any case or any situation, but in broad terms, I'm out here in Montgomery County. We've had a packed house of today of people celebrating what's happened here, this red wave. You're an example, McCormick, and of course, Trump. Yes, but in addition to that, Bucks County has become the seat of almost international stuff thanks to two incidents, one of which I think is particularly relevant, two incidents with the commissioners, slow-walking people trying to vote, but then the Commissioner Diane Merceglia talking about, I know what the law is, but I'm counting these ballots anyhow. I want the court to know that. In broad terms, is that the type of stuff that an attorney general can take a look at? Because so far, there's been no repercussion other than almost universal outrage over it.
Sure. So a couple points I want to make. The first one is with regard to our elections, and I said this during the campaign, that, you know, our elections are right to vote. And, you know, the power of our vote is one of the fundamental building block of our democracy. And I understand how absolutely important it is that our votes count, that people can vote. They know their vote's going to count. And at the same time, I understand that the rule of law is what enshrines all of this. And so to that point, you know, what I can say as a citizen who has not been sworn in as the attorney general yet is that verbiage like that that we heard during the course of the last couple weeks is something that really just undermines citizens' belief in the fairness of the process. And in today's world, and I actually campaigned on this because I believe it, you know, when we, let's say me as a prosecutor or any elected official, when they choose to just unilaterally throw out the will of the legislature, for example, then you're really submitting, you know, your belief as one person for that of an entire state that has voted in a way to create laws. Similar with our judicial decisions. You know, we, whether you like it or not, decisions from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court are what they are, and they have to be followed, just like any court. And so the precedent that that action sets with regard to citizens' behavior and their understanding of how our government functions is unbelievably disappointing and outrageous, to say the least. With regard to whether or not it falls into the realm of the attorney general or prosecutor, I don't want to go into that during this conversation. But what I can say legally is, as a prosecutor, you know, we apply the facts to the law, and we have to have a good faith basis to believe we can prove a case beyond a reasonable doubt. And so that being said, that's a principle that I've utilized as a prosecutor through my entire career, and I will continue to do so as the attorney general.
Just a parting question again here, and I respect deeply you coming on and actually talking to us about this versus some people who would just you're skilled at I hear what you're saying on this. There's no statute of limitations, though, on anything like this, right? If there were any kind of action or any kind of look at it, let's put it that way, this certainly would be within that time frame.
Well, I would hesitate to even go into that. I think that's really, I would hesitate to do that. And I just want you to know, and you know, when I approach my job as attorney general, I view it, I mean, this, we have to, these jobs as prosecutors have to be apolitical. You have to view it through the lens of the rule of law. And you can't say, well, I'm going to do this because of one party, or I'm going to do this because of that.
Right.
That's where, as a nation, we would devolve. And that's something that cannot happen, and that's not something that I would ever do. And so I just wanted to make that very clear. But, you know, to the extent I can discuss issues like this, I certainly would be willing to talk about it.
Absolutely. Well, Attorney General, please, any time that you'd like to come on, Liz Prieto-Havey, speaks so well of you and made us aware of you. She's one of our favorites, of course. But we want you to know that. Keep us in the loop. Your job is vitally important. It affects our lives almost second to none. And I know there'll be a lot of other issues, particularly in Philadelphia, that will come up. Anytime that you have something you want to talk about and explain, just tell us.
I'm looking forward to that. And God bless you and all your listeners. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Sunday.
Bye-bye.
All right, there is the Attorney General. Now, I got to tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, given everything that's on here, that is something that is necessary for him to say and correct, but I am hopeful that he's going to take a look at this. There's one body, one guy out there. That's what I wanted you to know today, and we're happy here at Talk Radio 1210. Thanks to people like Guy and others and Liz Prieto-Havey to bring you Dave Sunday to talk about that. All right, one last guest today. Sean Purnell had a tough duty when he was a captain in Afghanistan. But when he took on the role of getting people to believe in mail-in balloting in Pennsylvania, I think that was equally as difficult. Sean joins us, part of our Mount Rushmore, the four people who carry Pennsylvania, in addition to President Trump. Hey, Sean, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
To be here.
Well, Sean, people know you. They know all the good stuff that you've done and heard you with us. Wish you could be here with us, but you're in one of those godforsaken counties 5 hours away. So I realize that. But we'll get you here to Philadelphia one of these days. And, Sean, we wanted to congratulate you. We have Linda Kearns here, Election Integrity, Jim Worthington, who raised all the money, Scott Presler, the voter registration. What was the turning point where we upped the number of people that got it? You got to vote by mail or we're going to lose.
Well, what was the turning point? Well, first of all, thank you for having me and Scott Presler and Jim and everybody else. I was a very small part of what was, you know, an all hands on deck situation in Pennsylvania, Dom. I mean, I think what people realized from the very beginning this cycle was that, okay, 2020, 2022 is in the books, and obviously there was an off cycle in between there. I think people realized all at the same time, something's got to change. If we don't change the way that we fight on the political battlefield, we will likely cede this state to Democrats for a very long time. And I think Jim recognized that. Scott recognized that. And I think Republican chairs, frankly, I think across the state and our Commonwealth did as well. So, I mean, that was a huge deal, by the way. I mean, change was needed. And so we set out very, very early, as I told you on the show last week, after Dave McCormick got out of his primary between him and Dr. Oz, you know, I came to him with just a very bare bones plan and said, this is what we have to do. We've got to fundraise for something like this. It's outcome determinative. Mm-hmm. If we don't do it, we lose. And so, from then, that point forward, all we did was focus on building an infrastructure to rival that of the Democrats, and we did. You asked about the turning point. I guess what I'll tell you is the final, like where we ended up. We ended up raising $16 million for the total effort at Skip the Line. We added a total of 240,430 Republicans to the permanent vote-by-mail list. That is a huge deal. And, Dom, listen to this. This was the very first cycle ever where Republicans added more voters to the permanent list than the Democrats did. Huge deal. And also, we have produced 365,000 first-time vote-by-mail voters. And those 365,000 are the very first voters that we're going to be folding into the program for next cycle to make sure that they get added to the permanent list. So the bottom line is this gives us a floor, basically an Excel spreadsheet of everybody, every voter that we need to get out in these off-cycle races and in these midterms. We've got the PA Supreme Court races coming up. This is going to be hugely beneficial to Republicans at every single level moving forward in Pennsylvania. And hopefully what we'll do is turn this state red for a very, very, very long time.
Captain Parnell, thank you. Sean Parnell here on Talk Radio 1210. We got to get to you to Philadelphia. Thank you, Sean. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, everybody. Take care.
All right. That's Captain Sean Parnell. Coming up, we'll close everything out with Jim Worthington, our host today. How are those sandwiches, folks? I don't see too many left, though. They're supposed to... Dan's got some. All right, cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Anytime touchdown, over rushing yards, over passing, just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, everyone, the home stretch here. By the way, the lightning round each day is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month. Using all applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Nice round of applause for our host today, Jim Worthington. This has been spectacular. Thanks to all the people that come out. Jim, final words.
Well, I do want to mention some people that I don't think either got recognized or needed to get a little bit more. First of all, Ashley Walakiewicz,
right,
the state party director. I know she got some love earlier, but She implemented the whole Trump Force program across the state. She's amazing. In Bucks County, our own Ava Sherwood over there, she oversaw Bucks County with a little assistance from someone else, but she did a phenomenal job. You know, it's amazing. She's only like 22 years old. It's incredible what she's done with the responsibilities she had. Linda Mitchell, my assistant advocacy director. Nobody's done more in this since 2016 than her. I come up with the ideas and she does all the work. It's a great partnership. And she is very unsung. And by the way, we'll be heading up Bucks County Votes as the new executive director. We announced that. That'll be our organization that we're going to do in Bucks County. She's going to head that up, and she's going to get some help from her friends like Ellen Cox and Shelley Schwab and some other people there that are sitting in the audience. True patriots, those two. Also, I wanted to mention Taylor Antolino. Taylor Antolino Kelly, who works for me, set up the McDonald's event, the infamous McDonald's event. So there are people that I wanted to mention. I know Dan Muser called in earlier today. He was the congressman. He was probably the biggest champion of President Trump in Congress and certainly in the state of Pennsylvania. Our own Brian Fitzpatrick did a lot of stuff behind the scenes. You mentioned Michael Whatley called in, Laura Trump. There's so many people. Scott Pressler. But it was really a team effort. And let's not forget all the people that knocked on the doors, put in the work, the volunteers that get far too little credit. They're the ones, you know, I get a lot of credit for it, but we're only as good as the people that, you know, march side by side with us, shoulder to shoulder, and they are really special people. So I just want to make sure all our volunteers got mentioned. Appreciate you letting me have that opportunity.
Oh, no problem. Thanks to Jim Worthington. Thank all of you who have come out. There will be more. Think the first 100 days. Think of something special. That's what we're working on next, I'm told, and the inauguration, of course. Richie always next to take you home. What a fabulous day here. Thanks to Guy, Joan Cullen, Linda Kearns, and Scott Pressler here. All that. And thanks to Henry back at the station. Talk Radio 1210, Tommy McDonald Engineering. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.